Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank the Lord and we bless you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you allow us to do and achieve from morning till now. Thank you for miracles and wonders and answered prayers and your help and your support to each and every one of us here and to our brethren in different places. Thank you for our jobs and our incomes and resources that you give us to sustain each and every member and worker and family. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we adore you. Thank you for all the families. Thank you for what you give us, oh God. Thank you for our husband, our wife, our children. We thank you, Lord, for all what you had started and what you are doing in our lives, in the life of your church, and in the life of your people. And we pray, oh God, that we continue to be faithful to you, serving you, and bringing your word to the lost souls and to the people around us. And Lord, we pray, Lord, also we thank you for the place that you place us here in UAE and for all the extension of your church and in every place that your church extends through members and families and congregations. We thank you for the extension in Iraq and Kuwait, Oman and America. Also Australia, Philippines, Sri Lanka, India, Malawi, and Sierra Leone, and other places that your church is reaching out. We pray, O Lord, that you give us favor from you and from men, from the governments, and whatever facilities and logistic needs. We trust you, Lord, that you will provide, O God. I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us will be diligent to let the fruit of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in our life. Love and peace and joy, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, self-control, generosity, humility. Lord, that you will reflect the character and attitude of Christ in our life. I pray for more souls to know you. I pray for more evangelism. I pray for new souls to repent and give their life to you, O God, and accept you as Lord and Savior of all their lives. I pray also, Lord. I pray, O God, for that more people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, refill us once again and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to serve you. I pray for speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge will be given to your people. Gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of teaching, pastoring, prophesying, whatever we need, O God, administration, showing mercy, whatever talents and skills we need, O Lord, for the church work and service and the ministry, you will be the one to provide. You will be the one to give to your people according to your will, O God. We thank you for all the ministry that is in the church, the evangelism, the Bible studies. Thank you, Lord, for the farming ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the watchman ministry and prayer ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the homeschooling. Thank you for the publication ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the translation ministry. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And we pray even today for this worship, anointed, O God, and with the Holy Spirit, all the item of our worship, the prayers, the songs, the instruments, the message, the giving, even, Lord, this recording, anointed and use it mightily. Let this recording reach your people who are in need of your word and you are waiting, O God, to hear your word to us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. My Redeemer lives. Yes, Lord, we trust you.
I believe. trust in you alone. Our hope is found on you, in your word, in your work, in our lives. And what you promise, O God, we continue to serve you, Lord. Strengthen us, strengthen your church and your people to go on and serve you.
Source of strength, my source of hope.
Yes, Lord, you are our guide. You are our shepherd in this life. You will lead us, we trust you, you will take us to the places that you want us to go. And we trust you, God, that you will come to take us, to be with you forever. We thank you, Lord, and bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now collect our tithes and offering, our first fruit unto the Lord. We thank the Lord for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your provision and your help and your support, your guidance, your love and your mercy. Thank you for this tithes and offering. Look from heaven and multiply it and use it to reach the lost. And pour out your blessing upon your church, your people who obeyed you and who did what's right. And rebuke whatever devourer in their life. O God, that. And let all nations know that they are your people and they are blessed by you. We thank God, we bless. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today speaking about how to take the right decision, and we have reached that the church is responsible to raise up and appoint leaders who fear God and who are fit to lead others into the whole will of the Lord. Before we start, let's pray, Lord, anoint my lips and put words and verses, and let your word be clear for your church and your people, O God. I pray, take your word and spread it. Change those who hear, let them be doers. Let them work out with you to have the characters and attitudes that you want them to acquire in their life. Let be a fruit. Let be changing of life. Raise up people and leaders to serve you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We spoke from the book of Titus about the criteria of the bishop or the elder. It's the person who is responsible to help the people to find out the will of God and the plan of God in their life. We can read also in the Old Testament what they spoke about bishop or elder in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 9. Say, before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called the prophet was before them called a seer. So here the responsibility is to let people know what is the will of God and what is the plan of God. And since that is the responsibility of the seer, the bishop or the elder, the church need to use fame criteria in selecting them, because they are the one to lead others into the whole will of God. And we read in the first chapter of Titus, verse 8, we read there about the characters of the seer. Say, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. We read into the word just, and today we will speak about this word. Just mean that he has no favoritism. He is not a biased person. He is not a person who stands with the strong and those who are rich and those who are influential. He will stand with them against the poor. And he is the one to bring justice. He should have no regard to person. He should not oppress the poor and the weak and give favor for the rich and those who are having influence. The scripture teaches us not to have respect for a person. We can read the scriptures in the book of Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 15. Leviticus 19, verse 15. They say, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shall not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. So here, there's no regard. All should be treated the same in the front of the Word of God. We can read also in Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, and verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, we are discussing about how to be just. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me and I will hear it. So here again, we should not be afraid of people, but we should be afraid of God. And Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 19, say, thou shalt not rest judgment, thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Here again the same, that don't pervert justice. And what he recommended here, that you should not take gifts from people who will use gifts trying to change the judgment for their behalf. Let's hear the things. Rich people, influential people, they will give you some privileges that you will change the judgment of God because of these gifts. King Jehoshaphat instructed the Levites not to do so, not to get gift when they are judging. In the Book of Second Chronicles, chapter 19 and verse 7, he told them, wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of person, nor taking of gifts. That is the advice of King Jehoshaphat to them. You read the Proverbs? Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23 say, these things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. So here, the seer or bishop, he should stand firm for the Lord and be strong to face the people with their sins. In Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 21, to have respect of person is not good. For a piece of bread that man will transgress. Now hear what he say here. If people for a piece of bread willing to transgress and do wrong, why then you should be ashamed to face the people with their sins? So you need to be just. Even in the New Testament church, God's word instructs us also to do the same. When Peter visited or went to the house of Cornelius, we can read in Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Again, everyone should be treated the same. Paul also spoke the same to the Romans. When he mentioned the same also to them in Romans chapter 2, verse 11, for there is no respect of person with God. God wants us to treat everyone the same. Poor, rich, influential, weak, the same way. Also Paul taught the masters that God has no respect to man, admonishing them that they should not mistreat their poor workers. We can read that in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 9. He told them, and ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Here, telling the masters to be just with their poor workers. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, also Apostle Paul said, but he that is doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done, and there is no respect of person with God. Even Apostle James, he brought the same issue, that God has no respect of person. He brought the same principle in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 1. He said, my brethren, hath not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of person. So here, hath not the faith of our Lord with respect of person. Christ has no respect of person. He treats everyone the same. Now we go back to the Titus chapter 1, verse 8. After just is holy. Holiness is required to live in holiness, away from sin, or a way of doing his own will or plan. When we do our own plan, we are sinning. The bishop overseas is required to impart holiness and holy living unto others, being a good example. The other character is temperate. It means he is to be moderate, mild, not extreme in areas of no need to be extreme. Temperate also means to be calm, self-control, and reasonable. That is chapter 1, verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. The bishop or the other should hold faithfully the teaching that he received, and to impart the same teaching to the congregation and the people who are under his care. In such a way, he will be able to exhort and teach the members of the congregation and the member of the family, and to convince those who speak against the teaching. It is so important that those who are appointed to lead others, they should convey the teaching as it's supposed to be. I always say to those under my care that to be careful that you are appointed to convey the teaching to others. You do as Joshua did with the teaching of Moses. We read about that in the book of Joshua, chapter 8, verse 35. Joshua, chapter 8, verse 35, say, there was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the woman and with the little one, with the little ones and the stranger that were conversant among them. And we will read Joshua 11:15, say, as the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses commanded Joshua, and so did Joshua And so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So here what God commanded Moses, Moses commanded Joshua. Joshua did all the things. That's here the criteria of the bishop, that he should be faithful to impart the same teaching that he had received. Let's all stand now. And to what we have received today, let us think of ourselves. Are we just? Are we afraid of people? Are we doing our own? Are we temperate? Are we self-controlled? Are we faithful to impart the teaching to others? Lord, thank you for your word to us today. Thank you for directing us with your word. I pray that your word will bring fruit in the life of your church and your people. Let your name be glorified. O God, take your word, shepherd of our soul. We give you full control to lead us with your word to do your will. In the name of Jesus. Separate it. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, that your hand with us. Keep us further from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.